Track 8. Next, we have the health features, looking at diet and blood pressure. What does healthy eating actually mean? Well, for starters, chocolate cake is on the menu, says Monica Price.
Think of your body as a top-of-the-range Aston Martin. In order to keep that car in top condition, it needs the right fuel and oil to maintain its performance, regular servicing to make sure it stays in excellent condition, and care and attention when things start to go wrong. Your body is exactly the same. We underestimate the power of our body and its ability to withstand illnesses and diseases. And one of the things that you can do to help and protect your body is to eat a healthy, balanced diet. And that's where the chocolate cake comes in. Healthy eating is not about starving yourself or stopping eating your favourite foods. There is no such thing as unhealthy food. Every food we eat will have some kind of nutritional value to it. But it is about looking at the quantities of each type of food you are eating and how often you are eating foods that are high in fat, sugar and salt. Understanding the effects of food and drink on your body and ensuring your daily intake of food and drink incorporates a balance of fruit and vegetables, starchy carbohydrates, protein, dairy products or alternatives, and smaller amount of foods containing high levels of fat, sugar and salt. It sounds easy, doesn't it? But in reality, I know and understand how difficult this can be. The question to ask yourself is this: how do I feel when I eat a certain food? When you eat lots of bread, for example, does it make you feel sluggish or bloated? Does eating foods that are high in sugar instantly give you that sugar fix, but then make you crash and burn over the coming hours? Have you noticed that if you drink more water, you have more energy? Understanding the effects of food on your body is all part of a healthy, balanced diet. And everyone is different. What works for you may not work for someone else. So ask yourself this question to start your journey of a healthy lifestyle. To help with this, keep a food diary for a week. This is an excellent tool for you to actually see what you are eating and drinking each day, and what effect it has on your body, and how you feel about yourself afterwards. Include everything. The glass of wine, the couple of biscuits you had with your coffee, and the late night supper of cheese and crackers. Once you have done this, you will be able to see for yourself exactly what you are eating and drinking on a daily basis. You are then able to make sure that you add more vegetables to your diet. Remember, we are meant to have a minimum of 5 portions of fruit and vegetables a day, or more protein, such as fish, eggs, or plant-based proteins. You can also look at making fewer spontaneous decisions and looking back with regret. It's all about the balance, and if you get that right, you are on the path to a healthier lifestyle. Monica Price is a qualified nutritional therapist, writer and broadcaster. She is the go-to expert for health and well-being on national television and radio stations across the UK.
Under pressure. High blood pressure is a silent killer, but it can be prevented.
It's one of the biggest single causes of death in the UK, has no obvious symptoms, and is preventable. But how many of us know what our blood pressure is, or more importantly, should be? According to a survey by Blood Pressure UK, as many as 6.5 million people in the UK are unaware of their blood pressure reading, yet live daily with undiagnosed hypertension. Surprisingly, the survey revealed 1 in 3 respondents were not concerned. What we fear most is cancer, COVID, and mental health. Dubbed the silent killer, high blood pressure rarely shows any clear symptoms. It can develop at any age, but first-time strokes are increasing and at an earlier age than a decade ago, explains Phil Pyatt of Blood Pressure UK. If your blood pressure is too high, it puts extra strain on your arteries and your heart, which can lead to a stroke or heart attack. That's why it's so important to take control of your health by knowing your numbers. 60% of all strokes and 40% of heart attacks are due to the disorder. A normal reading is 120 over 80 millimetres of mercury. If your blood pressure is normal, the standard advice is to have it checked every 5 years, then annually over the age of 50. The quicker the readings are picked up, the sooner you can do something about it, says Phil. Whatever your age, if you've had a reading on the high side of normal, between 130 over 85 and 139 over 89, or if you have diabetes, it's best to get your blood pressure checked every year. If it is high, above 140 over 90, your GP will advise you what to do. Warning signs for extreme hypertension can include severe headaches, fatigue or confusion, chest pain and irregular heartbeat. Kidney disease, ageing, ethnicity, family history and pregnancy can all contribute, but hypertension is mostly governed by lifestyle. This means that most people can do something about their high blood pressure to bring it under control, says Phil. It is almost entirely preventable. Simple improvements in diet and lifestyle can help. One of the quickest ways to lower your blood pressure is to eat less salt, he says. Eating more fruit and vegetables has been proven to help maintaining a good weight and will ensure your heart doesn't have to work so hard. This is backed up by Yanomami, the tribe in Brazil. They have a diet low in salt and saturated fat and high in fruit and have a mean blood pressure of 95 over 61. Being more active and taking regular exercise lowers blood pressure by keeping your heart and arteries in good condition, says Phil. 30 minutes of aerobic exercise 5 times a week is the ideal. If you are unsure about taking up exercise, ask your GP. Everyone should get their blood pressure checked, either by their GP or by using a home blood pressure monitor, Phil adds. As an individual, having your blood pressure checked is the most important step you can take to reduce your risk of stroke, heart attack, or heart failure. It could save your life.